First comment I'll make is about our final team meeting the other day, which we met with our team and all our IR guys and everything, and all coaches, etc. First thing we did was analyze the Philadelphia game. And there were various things that I pointed out. Obviously, you're not going to win very many football games when you get a punt blocked and you get an interception and they say, wait a minute, it's a penalty, and we're going to give the other guy the ball on the whatever yard line. And then you throw a pass, get it in the end zone, get called for holding. So there were some errors there, things that have to be obviously cleaned up before you go forward. There was good excitement, good progress, and we felt good about going into the game. Unfortunately, we didn't win it. The second thing we did was we went over the rules of the CBA in the dead period, the next few months here, in terms of making the players understand what they can and cannot do and what we as coaches can and cannot do, which was very important because they have to understand that, you know, the amount of football we can talk is very limited by the CBA. So we talked about that. And then the importance of the systematic progress of the weight program as handed to the players as they leave here, the importance being that, you know, we stress to them that there is a process by which you go through, but you must get started on this. We as a team, in my opinion, we need to be a stronger football team. And I felt that we needed to obviously start much prior to the 9 weeks we're allowed for the for our off-season program in this day and age. So we emphasized the strength program and the approach to it and how the calendar will affect their ability to get back to work, you know, taking the first 2 or 3 weeks and making sure their body is healthy and rested, et cetera, and then beginning in a light process and moving on into where they should be before they report here. So we did cover that. And then I spoke to them about the fact that I was proud of the way they hung together. It couldn't be any more adversity than we faced during the course of that 7 weeks. But they stayed together. They supported one another. They fought for each other, et cetera. And I was proud of that, and I mentioned that to them. I thought they demonstrated maturity and professionalism in doing that. And then I mentioned discontent. You know, discontent is the first necessity of progress. We must be determined to come back even stronger from this situation we find ourselves in, and do not be accepting. Don't be accepting of where we are, because it certainly isn't where we want to be. I know you have no questions for me, having just followed the owner. So thanks very much, Pat, for this lineup the way it is. We're going to practice dark after the dark so that we can get a few more reps in. No, you know, that's a good question. We depend an awful lot on the strength program, and obviously that's been reduced. So the player really, really has to prepare a lot more on his own. And, you know, we've done the science. We're going to continue to do it. Our medical staff is the best in the league, in our opinion. We have the GPS system. We listen closely to the expert in that area, and we do monitor a player accordingly. And as John mentioned, we have cut down on our soft tissue injuries. However, there are bones and there are tendons and muscles and knees that didn't listen to the GPS program. So we'll continue to do our work in that area.
Strength program. Do you make any changes there?
We certainly did. Yeah, a lot of changes. But we still, at this coming time of the year, you know, there's segments here where you can get into the very heavy weights, you know, progressively moving towards the season when you do back off. But the strength development part of it would be in the off season.
Tom, can you just speak to being back next year?
I never considered not being. So, I mean, it's, as I said the other day, business as usual for us. We're into the massive evaluation process where, you know, everything is being evaluated from top to bottom, and we'll continue that. That'll take us quite a while, to be honest with you, as we move through, going back over everything. And coaching staff obviously being a part of that.
John just told us that on the bus after the Jacksonville game, he wanted to fire everybody.
Well, we stopped the bus on that bridge. We were all going to jump in the water anyway. I mean, it's one thing, you know, to be, and quite frankly, honestly, everyone wants to talk about the defense. What the defense has to do with losing that one? Ball's on the ground. They pick it up and run it in the end zone twice. So, you all thought I was making jest after the game when I said I could have knelt down in the second half and won it. We could have knelt down in the second half and won it. Instead of handing the ball to them, letting them run in the end zone. They ran it in from midfield. They ran it in from, the ball that rolled in the end zone after the sack fumble. So, you got to understand that while we're going to be very critical of everything, don't forget there are four major areas that our defense is in the top 10. Can you imagine being fourth in the league on third down? We are. You know, turnovers, red area, red zone. All year long, we were in the top four or five in the red zone. Sacks, so on and so forth. So you have critical areas of defensive football. Quite frankly, the numbers in those areas are outstanding. Now, the other numbers are not. I agree. I don't have a problem with that. But I think you got to balance things off when you start talking about don't throw it all into one bucket because it doesn't belong there. You know, how'd we all get all the way back in sacks? We went forever without any sacks. We're fourth. How do you do that? How do you get all that done? How about turnovers? We're tied for 10th in turnovers. You know, how'd that happen? We talked about all year long. When are we going to get some? Where are we going to get some? We're tied for 10th. You got to take it all into consideration now. I'm evaluating everything. That's what I say. It's never an excuse, okay? It's not an excuse. But it is a fact, and the facts have to be dealt with.
Do you believe the components are here to turn this around quickly?
Quickly?
Next year.
What's that mean? Yeah, I believe we're going to be a better football team next year. What does turnaround mean? Winning season? I certainly hope so. Why am I here? I'm here because I want to win. I'm not here. What do you think I'm doing? Sitting up in the office with my feet up? I mean, the competitive spirit, you're in this to win. You're in this to try to beat the other guy. You got to win in your division. You got to beat Philadelphia. You got to beat Dallas now. So, I mean, we know exactly what. But, we win three games in a row, and there's some bounce again in people's feet. I'm excited about getting in there, talking to our team in a little different version than I have to talk to them after losing seven games. So, we're here to win. That's what this thing is about, the competitiveness of winning. You know, I'm as sick and disappointed as anybody in the last few years. But you know what? How are you going to do anything about it other than fight and swing and get back out there and try harder? What else are you going to do? You're going to go crawl in a corner? No, I'm not going to do that.
You talk about the disparity in some of the defensive stats. And
yes.
How do you sort of explain that, and how do you view the job that Perry did as a whole this season with that unit?
Perry had his hands full, no doubt about it. Our staff did. You know, again, when you want to look at the facts, okay? But in regardless of that, I mean, first and goal at the 4 against San Francisco with a score, 16-10? That's a pretty good football team being held to 10 points. I understand that the last drive against Dallas, that's happened a couple of years in a row. But, we have some issues, no doubt. And you'd like to be able to think we can solve them. But you can't look at the other things, too. I'm trying to introduce balance, that's all. I mean, if you're going to look at the bad, and I see it too. I mean, how about the first four plays the other day? We spent a week working on stopping that stuff, and they ran the bootleg like we'd never seen it before. So I saw that too.
By an offensive line that can run the ball and keep the
Other team on the sideline? Sure. It all fits. No better example than Dallas this year. Everybody's had great stats. They're running the football.
John, do you put the emphasis on upgrading personnel? You just mentioned the O-line. You also
That hasn't been thoroughly talked about, but when I say, you know, we got to be able to run the ball and defend the run. How about defending the run? You think we'd be better if our offensive line was better defending the run? Probably. You do have to do a few things that you'd like to have a little bit longer opportunity, whether it be training camp with more than one practice a day or whatever, to get all this stuff in. But, yeah, that's one area. I'd like to run the ball better, and I'd like to defend the run better. That'd be a pretty good start. And, you know, if you stop the run and you do attack the quarterback, and you do have a team that really didn't do much for a while and then all of a sudden finishes fourth in sacks, you might have a chance to defend the pass a little better. It's happened before.
Sorry, there were two times during the year that the defense got a little frustrated with how things were going, understandably. In your estimation, do you feel that they responded well to Perry all year long?
Yes, I do.
Tom, you're talking a lot about the defense. Can you switch to special teams? What your sense? Are you dissatisfied there as well?
The area where you're dissatisfied there is we didn't cover punts very well, and I think there's a couple of reasons for that. And our return game, you know, was just a little better than average. But if you look at the body of work, we improved in every statistic, in every area from 13 to 14. And, of course, you can't go without saying our kicker had an outstanding year. A 53-yard field goal at the end of December in MetLife Stadium, you know, I mean, okay, it was 50 degrees, and it's normally 15. But it still happened, and the guy did do a good job with all of those things. So we had the outstanding onside kicks, the variety, you know, that we're prepared, that who knows when you're going to need it. I call it historical. Let's kick off from the plus 35. When have you ever done that? I've never seen that one in. And we recovered that ball. And we had the other one against San Francisco, just the little middle kick that Herzlich pulled the ball out. So we tried to get the hideout play in the other day. You know, when you're pushing the buttons, let's try to score this way. So I'm not down on the way things are coached and the way the variety of things that are ready to go. We thought we had a bunch of returners here, and all of a sudden we started losing them. And, you know, Preston Parker, who had some problems with ball security earlier in the year, ends up being the guy, and he's a tough son of a gun now. But he had to take that duty pretty much over himself. So, and I think there'll be, over the course of the year, I think with Odell in the punt return area, and you saw Ruben back there. Ruben was there a year ago, a guy that, you know, when you think you're in a game that's a fair catch game, Ruben's going to catch every ball and going to give you great ball security. So I think we could anticipate being better in the punt return area in another year. Our kickoff coverage team was outstanding. You know, we've been very good at that. So there's always ups and downs. And we'd like to have better field. We talk about field position all the time and turnovers from our special teams outfit. We got one in St. Louis that put us up 10-0, and that was a nice way to start. Certainly would have liked more.
John left open the possibility you might coach in the last year of your contract. Would you prefer to have an extension?
10-year extension, yes. I would like to have that. I don't think he's going to speak to me about that one.
In general, what goes into the decision-making process when you're evaluating coordinators and your coaches? What do you look for, and what kinds of things happen to make you want to make a change at that position?
I think that you can tell and many times when the way in which the process takes place is not being handled the way it should be. The fundamental part of it, you know, you're talking about a guy, Perry's a very good football coach. He's been doing this a long time. He's had his ups and downs. He's had his ups and downs right here with this franchise. You know, we've gone from here to here. A year ago we were eighth. Same guys, same coaches, eighth in the league. You know, this year we're 29th. okay? So, but he's a good football coach, and if I felt that it wasn't being properly introduced, taught, et cetera, but I haven't finished, so.
Would you have any problem coaching in the last year of your deal? Is that at all anything that would be an issue?
Walter Alston? Maybe. Some of you guys don't even know who he is. 21 one-year deals. Not bad.
Going back to you need motorcycle riding. What else you want?
Manager Brooklyn.
Manager Brooklyn. Could hit the ball very well. The hell of a manager.
Could you?
No. Little League, I led the league in 6 until 9 minutes when I was 12.
And they were 8.
Huh?
And they were 8. Going back to what you said about the need to run the ball better and stop the run, do you have the ingredients now to accomplish that?
Well, we need a little help. There's no doubt. You know, we have a draft. We have an off season. Hopefully, we can add to it. Got some young defensive linemen. Got some young offensive linemen. Got to get better in some spots. Got to be stronger.
At Jason Pierre-Paul and Antro Roll and their free agency, would you want both back? Do you think it's important?
I heard what John said, and you know, we'd like both players back.
You mentioned the Cowboys.
I know that, you know, there are issues. There are cap issues always.
You mentioned the Cowboys earlier. Is that sort of a model for rebuilding an offensive line? Is that what you were
Well, I mean, just my point was the balance. You know, they rush the ball. They do a heck of a job. The quarterback is, you know, well protected, but not forcing anything because he's pretty sure that next time you hand it to that guy, you're going to get at least 5. You know, that helps. It helps.
Tom, is there
anything?
Excuse me. What do you think about Eli and having to learn his offense this year?
I thought he progressed well. I thought that, you know, early on we didn't have the numbers that we wanted to, we weren't doing as well as we'd like to. We stayed with it. We hammered our way through a lot of that. And Eli got better and better in the offense. And I've said before that this is exactly the way, if he could sit down and write how he would like to be in charge of an offense, this is it, you know, because he has pretty much control of everything. And by not huddling, he tells pretty much everybody what to do. And he's good at it. I mean, you watch, our protections were fine, you know. And when we had pressure coming, he adjusted the protection, and he would slide away from the unblocked rusher and deliver the ball in the direction that it needed to be delivered in. And I think, you know, from the second half on, the offense showed itself a little better, still inconsistent with the run. One week we would run it pretty well, next week we wouldn't, you know. And that's an issue, but still, I think there's no question about the improvement from last year to this year, just in Eli's numbers alone. So I think he enjoys the system. I think he looks forward to taking this offense further, you know, and improving. And we had a bunch of yards, but we still don't feel like we're getting enough points.
Tom, John called you a borderline Hall of Fame coach, but said that you know your legacy is on the line and what still happens here. Do you agree?
I don't know. I'm not going there. You know, I don't think about that kind of stuff. My legacy or year to year, how I'm viewed as a coach, yeah, that bugs me. That bothers me for sure. Yeah, I don't want to be associated with losing. That's not why I came here. That's not why I'm here. We've done a pretty good job with the exception of these last couple of years where we've dipped, and I didn't expect to be 6-10 this year. We expected to be, you know, back on top. Well, I don't know what the final numbers would be, but that's what the expectation was.
What did it say to you? Or I don't know, you could just speak to your... That was his word, not mine.
Potential.
No, potential, is that what it was? Yeah. Potential, I apologize, it was potential. Is that better?
Not really.
You did have two straight.
Can you do it?
It has been two straight losing seasons. What does it mean to you that ownership just stood up here and said we still believe we'll win with Tom?
Well, I'm going greatly appreciative of the support that I've received from ownership. And you know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about the alternative. So I'm not trying to be a smart aleck or whatever, but when I say business as usual, that's what we're trying to do. Do I feel the support? Yes, I do, and I'm greatly appreciative of that. And quite frankly, that's the only reason I'm here, is because Mr. Mayor and Mr. Tisch still believe that this is the best way to go.
Do you view next year as a make or break year? That's sort of what John said.
Every year is. Every year. I don't put words in my mouth, and I'm not going to say that in those terms. But I'm. Why would you do it for any other reason? I mean, you're supposed to win. So win.
Do you have an idea in your head of how much longer you would like to keep coaching?
Probably 10 or 12 more years.
Tom, there have been some flashpoints throughout your tenure here. 2006. No, you know, maybe you're not coming back.
You're trying to be nice, though.
And you win the Super Bowl the next year. Even in 11, you know, 7-7, and then you win the Super Bowl now. You kind of had that losing streak, and we don't know what's going to happen, and you come out of it. You ever think, is there something in your makeup or in the way you coach that kind of that lets you get to that point, but then makes you come out of it?
You know, I've sort of been asked that before. I don't have a great answer for that, except, you know, I'm standing on the edge of the cliff.
What does it look like?
It's not adrenaline.
Tom, you never...
What's the cliff look like? I usually look the other way, you know what I mean?
You obviously never want to make it about yourself. You say that all the time. But just after winning the two titles, how much is your desire to continue coaching driven by just wanting to see Eli win his third, wanting to see Victor win his second, wanting to see some other guys win their first? Like, how much of that is what?
Well, that's the goal every year. The goal is to get to the winner's circle every year. That's why you do it. You know, you really do. And you know what? I take every team in the beginning of the season, and that's the goal. What other goal is there? Now, once you say that, win the World Championship, win the Super Bowl, you got to talk to them about how you get there. Obviously, you can't get there if you can't function within your own division. So, but that's the goal. I mean, that's what drives you.
When the question was how much longer you want to coach, and you said 10 or 12 more years, I mean...
That's not real. I'm just being facetious.
Right.
Probably so 8 or 9.
I guess what I was going to ask is that a serious question, but since you took care of that, do you have an answer? I mean, do you know?
No, I don't have an answer. Because there's so many factors involved. Which ones do you want to get involved with? Judy's health, my health, da-da-da-da. You know, all of those things are factors. But... I'm not very good at golf. I'm not good at a lot of stuff, so.
Anything else?
What do you, Danny is obviously, you know, we heard he's probably leaving. What did he say to you?
He is leaving.
What does that do for you guys as a team, and what do you say to him on his first season here?
It's his choice. You know, it's his choice. I don't expect someone to be here for a year, but that's his decision. Wish him well. Let's go.
You bring somebody in from the outside, or Sean come back?
I don't know. I'll think about that. Depends on. Sean did a very good job this year. Very good job. And he is a good football coach. As a matter of fact, he had a lot to do with third down. We were, 43% on third down? So, but I need to look around to get a sense for where we are.